Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris, and with me tonight are
Matt,
Pete,
and Ricky.
So special guest star Pete.
Been in previous
joining
been
us on the last one. Yeah, down from London, joining us for a store champs we had in Bristol today. So it's been a while since we released an episode. Apologies for that. Real life holiday season has got in the way of people being available at the same time. And also the brownie points to get 4 days away for Euros.
Yeah.
I think cost a few of us. So we're going to do a coverage of two store championships we've been to recently. There's a lot's happened since the last episode, Wave 6 and FAC and so on. I think we're going to cover those in a future episode. We'll dot in and out. We're going to go through in detail. We're going to more focus on what we've been playing and how Wave 6 has been affecting it and how our games have gone. So, shall we start with Curtin, Exeter?
Was it FAQ?
Yeah.
We're going to do that in more detail, I think, next time. You can give brief thoughts. I mean,
needed changes. They're a good start.
Like I said, I don't want to get bogged down in detail, but the lifeboat thing, a step in the right direction, but not far enough for me.
No,
Demolisher, like, yes, it's good. It's good for the meta, but the fact that people still play Demolisher shows how ridiculous that was before.
You can't outright ban a ship.
I think Reimer's perfectly balanced now. I think he's the right points for what he does.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyone disagree or agree with that?
I think that's right. Reimer, yeah.
And then there were some other changes, but we won't, like, those are the headline ones.
But I think they're doing small steps for the Protea. Yeah. I think there'll be more changes to come.
Yeah, I hope so, because based on some of my games today, it's just four flotillas running along the baseline, just waiting me out so that I have to move forward into Ranger and IST.
Yeah, so generally, a good start, but more to be done.
Cool. Mm. So Pete didn't go to Exeter, unfortunately.
No, I didn't.
So we'll give you more airtime later. Who wants to start on Exeter?
You go ahead.
It was all right, interesting. I'll do a quick one. I'll go through my list in more detail, but then I'll keep the game reports a bit more brief. So I had four activations, which is brave in this meta. I had a Quasar 2 with Flight Controllers, Ruthless Strategists, Admiral Sloan, who could no longer go on a Kazanti, Agent Callus, and the Squall title. So the idea behind that is Ruthless, like the Quasar 2 has the red dice, so it can shoot at long range, which is a massive like front arc. It can shoot AA. You've got Callus, so you can chuck extra dice in when you hit the named squadrons. There's Ruthless Strategist as well, so you just have to attack something, and as long as you've got a squadron engaged, you can take a damage to do a damage. So I really like that for, like, if Mauler's on one and he scatters or something, you can still kill him, because you don't have to do the damage, you just have to attack it with Squall. And then I've got, obviously, Squall there as well, I got a lot of mileage out of Squall, so that is the text. I don't know the exact text off the top of my head on that, but it's
like coordination.
It's kind of like a pseudo flight coordination team. So when you activate, better.
Yeah, you can go two instead of one.
That's better. But you can't start engaged or end engaged, so it's different. Because with flight coordination, you can end engaged.
But you can't use it if you're engaged anyway on flight coordination.
But you can end engaged. You can't end engaged.
You drag stuff into combat, which you can't do with the school.
Yeah. No. So I got a lot of mileage out of that with double heals. So I'd have loads of TIE fighters that get left on one, and then I'd double heal them on the station, because I'd score them on the station and then activate them and move on the station. And also, like, token farming, because I've got two lander shuttles. Then I had... get onto that later. Then I had a VSD-2 with disposable capacitors, dual turbo laser turrets, leading shots, reinforced blast doors, which has Minister Tua to give that, and veteran gunners. So these are quite common. You'll see these around... they were fairly common there. The disposable capacitors gives you one shot you can use with your blue dice at long range. I've got gunnery, didn't have gunnery teams on that one, but you can double arc. Leading shots, so you can spend a blue to reroll. And then the turbo laser turrets, it's not dual turbo laser turrets, it's the quad battery turrets, but my app hasn't updated yet for that.
it's the one where if you're going slower, you can add a blue die.
Exactly. So you can get an absolute bucket load of dice with this. And veteran gunners is quite a cool combination because you can keep your accuracies, flip veteran gunners to reroll everything, including all your blanks, and then do leading shots after you've done that with the selective ones that you like. Because the veteran gunner's fact from the previous fact was you keep your accuracies if you want to. You can spend them and then... Yeah, so that's really good for killing flotillas and stuff. And then I got two Gazantes, one with a comms net, one with a jamming field and vector. And then my squadron setup was all the TIEs, so Bane and Rudel, Howl Runner, and Mauler Mythil, and five vanilla TIEs, two Lambdas, and Dengar. So 11 squadrons, I think.
It's too many.
And my objectives were advanced gunnery, fire lanes, and sensor net.
Too many questions.
So the first game I played, and obviously the idea is if they pick one of the token ones, I can farm with the shuttles. And then I've got Sloan to try and burn off tokens off ships. We'll get to what I think of Sloan in a bit. But first game was against Tony Evans. We've played, I think, twice before, maybe three times before. He was running a Medine Liberty list with a Corvette B and a few flotillas and a kind of like A-wing, gruesome twosome, and Tycho and Shara, and then a few more sort of A-wings, and I think he had Jan as well, and an X-wing to protect her. And I got my deployment a little bit wrong, but I managed to fire. He picked fire lanes. I managed to get more fire lanes than Tony did, and then I wiped his squadrons, but he killed Squall. And I think it ended up being a 6-5 to me. Like Medine Liberty just does handbrake turns around the whole thing and gets its crazy gunnery team double arcing whatever it needs to and murders me. But the VSD was great. It one-shotted. I think it one-shot two flotillas, two transports. One at long range with the capacitors, and then one at short range, one at medium range as well. So that was quite good. And then the second game, I played Mark Mannering. Who I've played before, he picked, it wasn't much of a game, he picked fire lanes and then deployed in a corner. So I proceeded to just, and he had a VSD and a Quasar similar to me, but he had a really nasty bomber wing, like Defenders, Marek Steel, Gendon, and he had an Architens as well with TRCs, so quite a lot of damage output. So I just ran the other way and dragged all the tokens along with me. And then at the end, he only engaged at the end, moved his squadrons in. And then I jumped all my squadrons in and killed all his squadrons. So there wasn't much engagement. And then at the end, I got I think it was scraped 10-1 out of it. Scraped to 10-1. Scraped into the 10. Scraped from the 9 into the 10.
So tough
it was either a 9 or a 10. I can't remember. But yeah, I don't think Mark was very used to that kind of style of game and
very gamey game.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's kind of the meta. Like I've had it done to me so many times, mainly by Ricky.
That's how Ricky does
it. Like we played the same scenario in the first game against Tony, and he deployed in the middle, so I had nowhere to go.
Right.
Tony managed to pin me in, so it was more of a 6-5. So I think if you're gonna deploy everything on the flank against a token farming game. Probably got to expect that to come and bite you. And then in the last game was kind of not really a game. I played Ricky in the final and
a Mexican standoff.
It was a Mexican standoff because if I'd gone forward with my VSD, Ricky would have alpha striked me. You had first and last, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So you could have done like the crazy. You go to you through your list in a minute, so I won't ruin it. But basically, just loads of bombers. And then again, loads of bombers before I even get to activate, and I would have just died. So I stayed in my deployment zone, and I had a bit of advantage because if you'd have like alphaed your bombers in, there'd have been loads of AA, so I would have cleared them all out.
Yeah,
and it might have been a 6-5 or.
Benefit me to. It was better for me to wait.
Yeah,
for you to. Come.
And you picked advanced gunnery, but you thought you were in trouble because I was second player. You thought I had station assault. But I took it out and put it in for advanced gunnery.
Because
if a station thought you'd have to come and get me, and then it would have been a proper, like brutal match. Then
I think it would.
So it was a nil-nil. Ridiculous game. So I won 6-5 because I was second player. Because I had one point less. God. And actually, the point... So Ben Edgar advised me to take out my second flight controllers, which was on my VST, and put in veteran gunners before the tournament. So it saved me 1 point. And it won me the bid in 2 out of my 3 games, that 1 point, which got me the objectives, which got me 2 wins, basically. But then Ricky and I played, we just played it out after we got the official result.
We did.
We played out what would have happened, and just like you said, you absolutely murdered my VST.
It wasn't a big win, though. It was only a 7.
I did wipe out your squadron, your entire
you
squadron.
You did, after I killed you.
After you killed my VST.
Yeah, and then your Quasar as well.
You killed the... Yeah, you would have got him, ships. You'd have got him, depending on how many turns we had left. If we'd had 3 turns left, you'd have got him. I know, did you kill... I'm pretty sure I killed Javaris as well, didn't I? No, I didn't kill Javaris. It doesn't matter anyway, because it was not actually...
It was a good game.
So yeah, I ended up finishing on 22 points or 23, and I got second. And my reflections were, Sloane is good and really good against Shara and Tycho, but she's not really good enough to actually use it against ships, because everybody else, by the time you've cleared the way...
Sort of late game by then.
Yeah, and the TIEs are so fragile, they can get one-shotted. Yeah. You really have to be careful with them, otherwise you can, especially against defenders or something, you can lose like 5-6 TIEs in a turn, and then you're... Sloane's not very good then, unsurprisingly.
Because then, you might as well just take bombers and shoot ships.
Exactly.
I was able to do a bit today with Sloane, but not too much.
It'd be interesting to hear...
Not too much.
Yeah. Be interesting to hear how you got on, but... I kind of do think she's not maybe as good as you first think.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're playing someone with no fighters, but you don't get that in this day and age.
Yeah.
That was my Exeter Store Champs.
Should I go next?
Yep.
So I decided to have a piss around list and took...
For a change.
as is the common thing, yeah. So I took an Interdictor, a Quasar, 2 Gazantes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Phantoms with Major Reimer.
Oh, Phantom. Phantom's bad.
Because I thought it'd be hilarious with Sloane, because you get the rerolls on the crits, and you could possibly, you get ever so slightly higher chance of getting the 2 damage side.
And they've got 2 reds, so you could get 4 damage against the ship.
You could. Yeah, you could. It could have happened. I think the most damage I rolled against the ship all day was possibly 3. I never managed the magical 4.
3's a good number.
3's a good number. I think what I found was, because that was my first experience of using the Quasar, I think what I found was that the Quasar is just so fragile. So I had a similar Quasar setup, but I went with a 1, and I had flight controllers with boosted and expanded. The Interdictor had Sloane, the G8, Slowy Downy refit projector, and the that's the official
the Slowy
title.
Downy,
the,
Slowy
yeah,
Downy.
Yeah. And the Grav Shift reroute, which is also called the Obstacle Movie upgrade, and then the Interdictor title, obviously, with medical teams, and then just 2 Gazantes just filling in the points. Actually, one of them was the Ben Edgar Jerk Gazanti special, which is the Minister Tour with Slicer Tools, Suppressor and ECMs, so it sort of moves into an area, and it's really, really fun area control. So you just
make, it's so hard to kill.
Yeah, you make their carrier do whatever. Well, you make their carrier do whatever, not carrying stuff.
You just follow their carrier around and slice it every turn.
Yeah, yeah. That's
good luck with this.
He's giving it
engineering. It's on full health. He's just giving it engineering every turn.
This is not the thing I need right now. What I found was running the Quasar alongside the Interdictor, there's basically no threatening arcs, and the Phantoms aren't exactly consistent bombers. So it's just basically a case of, well, I'm just going to pour my ships into your 2 fragile ships and hope for the best. And yeah, they're mostly won
mostly
through.
Worked. How did the? What's your reflection on the Phantoms for that one?
I thought they were really fun. I want to use them again at some point. But I just need to find a list that I want to play them in.
Yeah.
What I found possibly hilarious is the objective that I think I've only played it once. It's the navigational hazards.
Oh yeah.
So it's the one where the you can move the obstacles.
Yeah.
At the end of, I'll just get the rolling up. So you place obstacles as normal.
You sure you can move obstacles in that one? I thought it was just
So,
that's dangerous terrain.
Yeah, so when a ship overlaps an obstacle and suffers one or more damage, or is dealt one or more damage cards, the opposing fleet owner gains one victory token. At the end of the round, starting with the second player alternating, each player chooses an asteroid or debris field that does not have an objective token on, moves it within distance one or two of its current location, then places an objective token on it. And the thing is, it can't be moved, so it overlaps a ship, squadron, or obstacle, so it can't be moved to do that.
But you can just shove it in front of someone.
So you shove it in front of someone. So the idea with the phantoms is when you have your cloak move at the end of the phase, you move all the phantoms, so you fill in all the gaps, so they can't move any obstacles there, and you force the hand, so they have to move obstacles.
Or you just have a massive swarm, you just dump loads of fighters, so they have to move them backwards or something.
So you have all your phantoms. They do all the fighting, and then they do all the cloak move, so they fill in all the space where you want to move to, but no obstacles can go there.
I see.
And the obstacles have to go in the way of the modes. That so was
the opponents have to move the obstacles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you force the hand, but what happens in reality is that they
like choose... all good Matt Such theories. So the interdicting, the theory is, it's great. I want to put it on the table.
It always reply
sorry, that was a bit unfair. Carry on.
So what happens in reality is they just like choose two obstacles that move as far away off the board as possible. So then you're left trying to jumble three in the way of everything they've got.
Yeah, you don't really get much of an advantage from it.
You don't get much of an advantage from it. It's one of those dead objectives like targeting beacons or something.
Yeah.
Like you can. Yeah. There's some use to it, but.
Like if you've got the strategic to move it, you may as well take the other.
You might as well, yeah, take other objectives, yeah. But you know, I built a whole list around it. So.
It's a good idea to try.
Because you deploy, they do all the grav shift reroutes, so you put all the obstacles right in front of them from the get-go. But no one's going to select it.
No. So your first game, you got a win?
No, I don't think... I really can't remember Exeter. I don't think I won any of the games. I think they were all close.
Do you want to know
close
who losses. Played? Does that help? Sean O'Neill.
Still not ringing any bells.
He had two VSDs with disposable capacitors and nuked my quasar like at long range, and I was like, oh okay. I think because I took four activations, I think I just got out activated, and then my quasar had to move. I think I missed a self bump that I wanted to get. And then my quasar was in range.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been using the quasar. I've been using like flotillas for air brakes where I just want to be like,
want to keep your speed, maintain speed, but not go that far.
Yeah, no, I just literally wanted to keep my quasar back there so that I can get the AA
exactly,
for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, keep the direction, but not actually moving.
And keep the speed up. You don't want to nav down to zero, but you.
No, God, no.
Exactly. But, second game.
Second game.
Was there a second game?
There was a second game.
Hang on.
A second game in which
Christopher Davis.
I played.
Davies.
He chose Contested Outpost. And he had an ISD. He had the mean old.
Demo?
I think Demo was in there as well. And he definitely had ISD Avenger with boarding parties.
Nice.
And I sent. And he used his boarding parties on my jerk Gazanti, and I was like,
jerk.
How mean?
And then just basically ISD killed lots of stuff. Lots of stuff died. Phantoms rolled lots of blanks. He had a really mean fighter setup, and he was first, which was the interceptors with like six dice. And they just nuke phantoms.
I got to play him at Euros. Good player.
And then third game, I don't really remember. I think he had a Liberty and a bunch of hammerheads. And my phantoms actually took out a few hammerheads. Yeah, so I'd say overall, if I was to fly the quasar again, I would definitely want to pair it with something with a bit more of a threatening art than an interdictor as. And if I was to do phantoms again, well, I definitely would do phantoms again, but I don't know what I'd pair them with. But yeah, I'd definitely go back to that.
So, what was the result of your second game?
A loss, but I don't know the score. I think I managed to keep one station safe, but I feel like I might have lost. I think I might have been tabled in that game. And then the last game, the third game, was likewise, started taking stuff out, but the Liberty just pulled in and just blasted stuff. And I was like, oh, it's been a long day. Fun, it was a fun day, though. Curtin are good at the odd hosting, and it was interesting seeing everyone's takes on like wave six or whatever, the most recent wave.
Yeah. Ricky?
Well, I didn't really play much with wave six, I gotta admit. I only took like one card.
Bullshit. Squadron Alpha Strike. Yavaris. If you don't, go back to what you know.
I know. We'll go through it. But it's pretty much what I normally fly.
And you added the Pelter in, to be fair.
I did use the Pelter, yeah. So, with the Pelter this time, it was six activations, which really makes it
crazy,
kind of broken.
Yeah.
I think I could probably squeeze seven in, but let's see if they fix transports. We'll go with what I have. So, one of the transports has Hondo, because he makes use of the ability of the...
You can actually do all fights follow me before the ship.
Round.
Yeah, so
round one,
because that triggers before ships trigger. So no one's got a token, right? But exactly. Hondo gives you the token to trigger
exactly.
it.
The same as sort of having that general.
Yeah.
It's also got ComsNet on it, just to give it a purpose. Because I see a lot of Imperialists with just no purpose.
Niki Gazanti is just flying around doing nothing. It's always good to have.
I thought you were a fan of naked transports.
I don't know, I at least put comms now on them or something.
Really?
Yeah,
every single one.
I try to, yeah. Even if it's just.
Okay.
Right, so this list does have four transports.
Yeah. And they've all got something on.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just, comms net. One of them's got Bomber Command, obviously.
Yeah.
And that one's got Torn Farm as well with Bright Hope.
Standard.
Another one with comms net. Then I got Yavaris with the standard setup, like Commander, like Coordination Teams, and a Pelter with Dodonon. I had Dodona, I had Phoenix Home, Flight Commanders, Adar Talon, Flight Fighter Coordination Team, which was also on Yavaris, just for that filthy double push. Expanded Hangars, so I can do it with four ships,
ooh,
and all fighters follow me. So my squadron setup was Nora, two B-Wings, Jans, 10 Num, a Hawk and two YT-1300s, just to keep them alive a little bit longer.
Yeah, so just for new listeners, your list is basically relies on pushing the squadrons with the flight.
I can hit the line.
Hit the line? Is that like a euphemism?
Hit the line.
It's a line. So you can hit...
The good old Ricky hit the line.
You can hit the enemy line on turn one.
So you trigger all fighters follows me.
So what you're saying with hitting the line is you're hitting the edge of their deployment.
We're not talking about
right. Just so everyone's clear,
we're not talking about bankers on a Friday night in the toilets before they go clubbing.
Hitting the schnaz to stay awake all night.
Do you want to hit some lines?
offer it to your opponent.
You can offer strike, yeah.
Right.
You can hit their deployment.
The edge of their deployment.
Edge of their deployment zone. With B-Wings.
So range 3, you can go from range 5.
Speed 2.
Right. But you can, because you deploy in such a way that they're range 5 from your edge, right?
Yeah, you go to your maximum.
Yeah, you go to your maximum, so your range 5.
And then you can
range,
move 3.
And you go to...
It's slightly further than range 5, because range 1 and 2 are bigger than range 4 and 5.
Right.
Yeah.
And but you're getting to the edge of there.
So you do that, you push them twice, and then you jump in. And then if you add our talent, you can jump again with your bars.
So you can add our talent them in and shoot, and then keep him unactivated, and then do your rise and shoot twice again.
Yeah, that's the idea with 10 numbers.
And if a listener to us to hypothetically say that sounds like some bullshit, what
would you I'm not going to disagree.
Yes, he'd be like, I'll
double dice rerollable bombers hitting you in the first round.
Well, I didn't get to do that. I don't recall doing it on first turn. May have done, actually.
How many points was that list, sorry?
That list is... If I can't remember
You had 1 point bid less than me, I remember, because I dropped the veteran gunners, which gave me the bid.
So you had three...
3 point bid.
So you had three.
If I didn't have so many comms nets, I'd have a bit bigger. But, I like to not have a naked
just,
transport.
To save face, you didn't want to take off the comms nets.
Give a million tokens to everyone.
So, it did well. I'm not going to lie.
First game, 10-1?
I think it was a 9-2. Oof. But it might have been a 10-1. And that was against Robert Angles. He was the co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Of the day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He played a few games.
Yeah. Yeah, he's come up to a big tournament.
Yeah, he's
before.
Played a big.
Yeah. And then second game?
Second game, I played a mirror match, but he didn't have the Carillion Conflict pack. So he was missing some key.
Didn't have Tenem or Nora Wexley.
Yeah, Nora's like.
But really he was running the Yavaris list, was he?
It was the Yavaris list, and it was a Pelter list as well. Oh, right. It was pretty close.
Did he have all fighters follow me as well?
I don't believe he had that one, though. Because he was using Wise instead of B Wings.
Okay.
Not having all fighters. So I think
that's critical. It's just that extra die on the B Wing for me that makes them so nasty. Just
it was
the double die, because it just takes your defense tokens.
I won the fighter game. Awful. It was just a big mashup in the middle, and Tenem really helps, just thinning the crowd a bit.
So for anyone who doesn't know what that does, you get a blue crit.
You can hit everything around it.
Yeah. And scatter doesn't work against it, right? Because you spend it before they just spend their defense tokens.
Yeah, but that's not. You don't even need to shoot that. You can just take out anything with a scatter, because it's not an attack. It's an effect as well. So other ships can't scatter the damage.
Oh yeah, no, they can't do that. But what I'm saying is, you can't shoot like, say, Tycho, and he scatters all your dice away, because
you can do that,
resolve, but you still get the crit because you resolve it before they resolve their defense tokens.
But that never comes into play anyway. But
and everybody within one takes an extra damage.
It's so like Mauler,
like a swarm. It's a massive.
It's the Mauler of the rebels. Except it's not an.
But you got to get a blue hit, but you got Torren Farr to help you get the blue crits.
Yes,
and he's potentially firing three times per turn.
Per turn. Three times.
Such bullshit.
So you could take out a twice swarm. A twice swarm in one turn. If you were lucky.
If they're all close to. You shoot one in the middle and they're all close.
Yeah.
So if they see your virus title, your Ada talent card, your 10 num.
And they still bundle up.
And they still put all their
titles. Yeah, they're asking for it, obviously. Yeah.
Fair enough. Second game, I worked out his squadrons and sort of proceeded to bomb him. And I.
Cool.
I think it was a 9 or a 10 again. I can't remember.
Double dice bombers do the work.
Double dice.
Yeah. So good.
Double dice, double tap, they're so good with
bomber command center, and because one tap. Dice normally good and the other one's not. And then you just re-roll that with the bomber.
And then you've got Torren Farr.
You've got Torren Farr for the blue.
The blue
it's just.
Pretty good. Pretty
it works good. Well. And yeah, the last game, as you said, we played each other.
Mexican standoff.
I lost as a 5.
Because you were first player.
Yeah, because
so
I was first player.
Anyone doesn't know, if you get a tie in scores, second player wins.
Second player wins.
We had a tie of 0-0, and I chose to be second player.
But it didn't matter, because I still won.
You still won. You were 2 points ahead of me going into the last game, weren't you? So you beat me by a point for
the
tournament.
I think it was 2 in the end.
Were you 3 ahead of me going into the last game?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Okay. I can see the scores now.
And that's not quibble. No, you came first, I came second.
It was 2 points.
Okay.
And my margin of victory was like 600. Just saying.
Fucking bombing. Like, rebel bombing is just.
I think we need to go back to Fire Sprays.
I didn't use it this time, you know. I didn't use it this turn. I could have bought it again to big. I didn't.
True.
So,
but you already had one store championship win.
I did have the one store championship. I didn't need to win again.
Dear.
I came close today. It wasn't that far off.
No, you did well.
Did well with that dodgy list that we can discuss.
So, before we go on to the second tournament, brief interlude, the learnings from that one, or what you wanted to do the second one. I just really liked my VSD was this, I really liked it, so I decided to take two in the next one. And also I abandoned Sloan and went back to Gerald, because he's just so good for like power turning round, and especially when you want to get that crazy big. It's all about the front arc with the VSCs. I just ditched Sloan.
I think I slagged off the Pelter too much.
Are you a fan of the Pelter?
I'm not.
Just the ability of the Pelter.
Yeah.
It's just literally all fighters follow me. Fuck the Pelter. If all fighters follow me, you've got something else.
You don't care about
MC-80.
You don't care about the ship. Like, you don't care
it
about
didn't
the whole
die,
the arcs,
you know?
Any of the dice.
That's because you kept it the back, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I kept it the back.
Yeah. So literally, it's just that all fighters follow me card on it.
Pelter is a beast. I like the Pelter. I learned that from it. The Pelter's okay. I won't go as far as I like the Pelter.
It can't actually survive in combat, though.
You won't go...
No.
You just like like the passive ability that... Well, you like the acronym.
It's
just
like, plausible it's literally ship like one upgrade. That
you like that one upgrade,
to the Pelter.
Right.
It can have two... Two commanders as well. That's a good upgrade. It's not a bad ship.
Which officers did you put on it again? Sorry.
Which what?
Which officers did you
put on it? Oh, the officers. I put the one that lets you use your squadrons after you move, and the other time. So I could do them both.
Yeah.
It's a good combo if people would like to try it. I should have kept this list to myself because I want to take it
to Nationals.
Yeah.
Cool. Everybody build a character for it. we don't want to see Ricky win Nationals. Definitely not with that. Not with that list. I'll just take the same thing.
Yeah, everyone's
six.
But a 1 point bid. And then I'll go second and beat you 6-5.
We just won't lend. We won't lend Ricky the transports on the day.
We'll say we will, and then we'll turn up. Sorry, mate.
Poor
you
transport.
Can't borrow my transports.
We'll be like, yeah, Ricky, you can borrow the transports. Fine. Turn up on the day.
I feel good for myself having four. All right.
When you got home from the store, chap? Did you look in the mirror? Were you like pumped? You went, yeah, I won. And then you looked in the mirror. And just looked at yourself in the face and just cried.
Just cried yourself to sleep
that night.
It was a hollow victory.
What a hateful individual you've become.
I'm still taking it.
Not that I can talk with token farming, but there you go.
Yeah, it was just pretty much the imperial version of it. So
no, I didn't have all the bombers, but I had the token farming. Which
it was
is
a token farming.
The token farm.
But that one isn't.
That's your list you took, yeah.
No, that pelter list is not a token farming list.
No, it isn't. But it doesn't need to be because it can reach your deployment zone on turn one with 15 bomber dice.
It's no strategic.
No strategic.
No.
It
doesn't matter
be in command, right?
Because you're all dead by turn three. So they can just pick the tokens up from because you're completely dead by turn three.
Yeah. All its missions, though, are like point generations for bombers and squadrons.
Yeah,
and
score
stuff,
like billions of points from.
Yeah.
From
fighter ambush and I think precision strike and
superior positions.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We'll move on. Since Pete's been waiting so patiently, we'll start.
Yeah.
Start with Pete. So we had a store champs at Big, our local store in Bristol today.
Just going to check what my list was.
Oh, good. You've only had 32 minutes and 13 seconds to get your list out in anticipation of your big moment.
It's ready. It's right here.
It's ready. Okay.
So I was trying Sloan because it's my first experience with Wave 6 ships.
Yeah.
And usually I run Rebels, but I decided to try an Imperial.
What was the split today?
12.
So it was 15 players. 12 Imperials, 3 Rebels.
No, it was 4 Rebels in the end. So it was 11. 11 Imperial one.
Wow.
No one was playing Imperial Rebels today.
So I took Sloan in the Avenger ISD.
Yeah.
Which is the one which ignores.
You can't use.
Spent defense tokens.
Yeah.
So a natural kind of matchup, I hoped. And yeah, turned out okay.
Because Sloan would allow the fighters to flip the tokens and then.
Yeah. And then I added Suppressor, the Gazanti Suppressors, for extra token flipping.
Yep. Which is when you land near it, you have to flip it. Token.
Yeah. Gunnery teams, XX9s, leading shots, just to make sure once I flip those tokens, I really do some damage.
Yeah.
Then I had a Quasar with flight controllers, expanded hangar bay, and boosted comms.
Did you have the one with the red dice or the blue
dice? No, the blue dice one.
Quasar 1. Yeah.
Just wanted to keep it out there. Yep. But range 5 for fighters is pretty good. So, and then I paired that up with a bunch of aces, Howlrunner, Suntifel, Valen Rudor, who I really like when he's got the 3 blacks and 2 blues.
He's really good,
that.
Both from the flight controllers and Howlrunner.
Flight controllers and Howlrunner,
Yeah, he's really good.
Really nasty. And Dengar to give them all counter and Suntifel that extra counter. And then 6 naked ties and a naked Gazanti.
Did you ever use Dengar to shoot ties through being pinned just to get tokens off ships?
No.
I thought I was going to do that with my list before, but I never ended up doing it because I always wanted to just kill their fighters.
Yeah. Mm. So the plan was use the naked ties to do the token turning with Sloane's ability and use the aces to rip into anyone else's fighters, which worked quite well. The fighter setup's very good and I won every fighter battle. I did do some token turning, which was fun when it happened. I enjoyed it very much.
It gets old after a few games.
And it helped me in the first game probably blow up a Corvette. I blew up 2 Corvettes in a couple of turns, but the first one probably didn't need the token turnover. Probably could have destroyed it anyway.
Yeah.
And then in the last game it helped me blow up a Quasar. which was cool, but other than that, didn't really use it very much. Didn't really use it against squadrons, as that aces.
She's just, because she's new, it's just the thing, but I don't think she's very good.
I'm going to do it with Phantoms again. I want to do it in the Phantom list.
Yeah.
Should have done a Phantom
list. I think she's got potential, but yeah, it just doesn't...
The reroll the quit, I used a lot to get more damage, all those accuracies.
That was cool.
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't end up using her that much.
If she was like, if you didn't have to lose another admiral's ability to get her as well, yeah.
Or a double admiral.
But like, if she was an officer that only affected activations for that ship or something, she'd be pretty good.
Yeah. So I won my first game. I actually did play one of the rebel lists first game, which was fun.
Yeah,
won that game 9-2, I think. It was capture the VIP, which I haven't played before. It was quite fun. But I set up my ISD looking straight at the objective at speed 3.
Yeah.
And I was just going to get stuck in. And I did. Blew up loads of stuff with the ISD.
Yeah.
Captured the VIP.
Captured him, or her.
Ran off, yeah. And then in the second game, I played Ben because of my quite big win in the first one. I played Ben Edgar, Euro champ.
Moff, Grand Moff Europe.
And I lost, but there was a great moment where he had an ISD with boarding parties, or whatever they're called. An ISD-1, XX-9s, leading shots. He drove up to within black range of my ISD. I bumped him, so I'd taken one damage, but otherwise was full health.
Full shields.
And then he double-arced my ISD. I got several structural damages, and he blew it up.
So he told me that, because he had XX-9s.
Yeah.
He got two crits on you out the front.
Yeah.
And both were structural damage. Yeah. And then he got the double crits from the side of the exercise. He got another structural. Yeah.
And did exactly the right amount. So
I did blow up my four. ISD, so because you couldn't redirect, because the boarding parties flips all your tokens, and then Avenger says you can't use any of those tokens. So it's four shields plus 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did 14 damage.
Yeah.
In one activation.
Which I enjoyed, it was quite cinematic. An ISD coming in, properly blowing stuff up. Yeah.
Enjoyed it, but wished it was the other way round.
It just went round the board. It killed the Gazanti, then it killed my ISD, then the next turn it killed my Quasar, and then I think the next turn it killed my other Gazanti, so I didn't enjoy that game. Got 10-1.
Yep.
Not played Ben before, that was experience. Yeah. And then... What was my last game? Oh yeah, a very similar list to mine, but with more actual bombers in his Imperial list rather than just TIE fighters. But he didn't have enough aces to really combat mine. And I waited for him to send some of them in, then counter-strike with all my aces.
Wiped him out.
And then took out some of his weaker ships and a Quasar and stuff, and got a couple of objective tokens, and won 8-2.
Wow.
So, yeah.
8-3.
8-3, yeah. Yeah, so it was all right. It was all right. Had a good day.
Cool. And you came... Did you come fifth, was it?
Seventh.
Okay.
Got prizes.
Got a prize, yeah. My first plastic tokens, which I was happy with. Yeah.
Some nice of eight tokens for all those Gazantes you're going to run.
Yeah. But yeah, that's almost one-shotting my ISD was probably my favourite moment, even though it was at my expense. It was just so good.
Yeah. It was... that is ridiculous.
Still prefer gunnery teams.
Yeah.
But the gunnery teams aren't that very good on the ISD one because you rarely get two close range shots.
Yeah, Gergerod to get the double arc.
Yeah.
I guess so.
We'll come back to that later. That Gergerod on that is crazy good. Yeah, he did something to me in the last game as well with it.
Even if he hadn't blown it up, he was going first, so he would have taken it out the next turn.
Yeah, he just saved you shooting back.
How many expeditions was he running today?
Five. Oh, okay. So I was taking the piss out of him. Because his list at 1 euros was an ISD and 4 Gazantes. And I was taking the piss out of him going, oh, Ben, you're still using the fucking Euro list crutch, is it? But they're two very, very different lists, because he was running an ISD and 4 Gazantes.
I've seen his version of that one.
They're very, very different lists. They're very different lists to the Euros one, to the Avenger one.
His other version just looks even...
he's updated for the FAC one, because he's taken a bit of a beating. Those of you who listened to last episode will... know what his list was because we talked about it at length, but yeah, he was relying on Reimer for the really long range strikes, and Reimer's lost that bit of range. Yeah,
it's the bomber command hurt.
That's also been hurting as well.
Single bomber command. It's still viable.
And he's now got
still viable, but in his old form, he could like roll and then re-roll.
Yeah, and then gain re-roll. Probabilities. Yeah.
We couldn't think of a counter completely for it. I
say again?
There wasn't a real counter that I could think of.
Given that he took on, I mean, he never had to play like one of those Rekin bomber lists that you get in the States, but he took on over the, how many games did we play? 9 games. He took on a lot of good players in those 9 games. A lot of good players with good lists from the best lists in their country and defeated them. I think he lost one game, 6-5, but won the others. But yeah, so good. Yeah, you enjoy it? Say, reflections?
Yeah,
reflections?
Sloane, like you said, not sure you get enough use out of it to get the points.
Yeah. You'd have
survived. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so not sure. She's fun to use because it makes you think about the squadrons a bit. But I do like the Quasar just because it's, you know,
I think it's cool. Sloane, yeah, it's really cool.
Sloane was every opponent today, I think.
Wow.
Right.
It was 4 Sloanes.
I wouldn't write her off completely because I think like she is. If they have limited squadrons, like you can,
I was just chasing his Liberty around and just, and by the end, I had no tokens left. But I didn't have anything to shoot at that
ripping
point.
Ripping it. Because you can reroll the crits, you're more likely to get the hits as well.
Yeah.
So you can burn down ships much more easily. But if you just have a mass of fighters to burn through, it's not so good.
Yeah, so that's why you have, I've tried to have the sort of really good aces, fighters, lot to burn through their fighters quite quickly, which usually you can do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I'd do up against Ricky's triple tapping B wing.
Okay, you want to go next, Ricky?
Sure. Bit experimental this time. Didn't take my other list that would have done well. I went with. Should I bring up this?
Would have been boring as
fuck, though. Playing the same list again twice so soon after the other. So I thought I'd try the Hammerheads out. And with this one, I went with 3 Hammerheads, 2 Transports, and Salvation.
So 6 activations?
6 activations.
Yeah. I think bit paltry?
I don't think the list would work with less. Like, you really need those activations, because these ships are so weak.
Yeah.
If you move them into to arcs too soon. Mm. Even that 6 is probably not enough, considering everyone's running crazy amounts of ships nowadays. The actual list is the 3 Hammerheads all have the same. They've got Task Force Organa, Ordnance Experts, and Assault Proton Torpedoes on.
Organa's the one that lets you
reroll from activating a card on another ship. But if you do, you can't
shoot
fire
a ship.
Yeah. But you can activate it after the ship's already fired.
Yeah.
Unless they FAQ that at a later date, we don't know. But
no,
that's how the rules are for now.
Just makes you chain them in a certain order if you want to do it that way.
Yeah, yeah. One of the transports, Bright Hope and Torp Far. And the Salvation ship is Flight Commander, Fighter Coordination Teams, and XO7s. So you can guess I've got a few strategic ships in here. For the token farm, but any one of the games was a sensor net.
What's the squadron laid out?
Quite close. So I've got 2 X-Wings, 1 YT-1300, Jan Ors, 2 VCXs and Biggs.
Yeah, formidable.
So they're quite pretty tanky. It takes a lot to go through them, but most of the time, all of the lists were able to really hammer them on like the first shot, because they're there just for me to hold out to make Sato work. Oh, Sato was the general. But
Admiral.
It's not Admiral, sorry, yes.
Well,
their space, not
interchangeable.
Yeah. It was okay.
So what was the strategy then? You were trying to, just to explain, you were trying to basically, so Salvation, because the crits count double, so you're using Sato to swap out your
reds
for blacks.
Yeah, the same with the Hammerheads as well.
And then the Hammerheads you're using to swap out the reds at long range for blacks.
And so you could
you're using Ordnance Experts for a reroll.
Yes.
And then Task Force Organa for another reroll.
Yes.
To try and hit the crits, to do long range, through the shield, crits.
Yes. And it does work. It works okay. It doesn't
blow them
away. It's not top of the charts for the meta of lists, but surprisingly, the first game was SensorNet.
Just depends what crits you get, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. I lost a lot of ships in the first game. I have to say, every round, every game I played today, I lost A lot of ships.
So you played against Sloane. What was the activation count in the first round?
5.
What was it like? Was it an Avenger? It was a Sloane type. Was it an Avenger affair, or was it just Sloane and Ty's?
I'm pretty sure it.
And a Quasar and.
It was
Avenger, Alex first. Yeah.
I think it was similar to mine.
Yeah, list. I think most of the Sloane lists today were Avenger lists.
Yeah.
And the squadron fight, I think it was pretty even. Like, if you wipe out my squadrons, they've probably hurt you enough, and I do enough damage with the other ships. I won it, I think, just because of points, really. Like, I had 200 points of...
that's how you win most games.
Yeah, but I lost so much.
Like, do you mean because of token points?
I won because of token points, yeah.
Not just points, because
no.
That is how the result...
I lost on points.
What was the result in the end, sorry?
Oh, that one was like a 7, I think, I had in the first game.
You mean you lost more ships and squadrons than points worth?
You lost more of your fleet.
I got smashed, but, you know, sensing that, it's a good mission.
Yeah, you can really score off that with 2 VCXs and all that fighter coordination stuff you've got for the double moves.
It works okay for that. I don't think it's tanky enough to do the missions well, but it's there. You're supposed to have picked Open and Salvo, to be honest. That's the mission I wanted people to pick.
There's a reason they didn't, I think.
Yeah.
You're running a Satellite with all these rerolls.
Black dice at long range. And APTs.
I should pick this mission that gives you more dice.
A crit that goes through my shield at long range.
On that one, second player, 2 activations at the end after them was really good. Second game, I think I played, I was first player then, but they had not most wanted, what's the one that lets you get points for crits?
Precision Strike,
yeah. Pick that, really good. Good for APT, surprisingly. So I was just like, I think I ended up with like 100 points of tokens from his mission, and he ended up with 1. I think it might be more than 100 points.
Who were you playing against, sorry?
I was like against Alex on that one.
No, you were against Alex in the first one.
Really bad. It was like 6 hours ago, Richard.
Who did you play after lunch?
It was a new person I'd not played before, I think.
It's still not an excuse to not remember.
I know!
Was it the guy that had to buy in the first round?
Might have been. I'm really terrible. Sorry.
What were their ship loadout, sorry? What did they have?
I don't remember. It was a slow list.
It was just a flurry of APT
Every
crits.
Every game was just slow.
You just don't remember what happened. You just remember... Rolling black crits for 2 hours.
He had like 11 or 12 squadrons, and it was just so many squadrons.
Was it Sam?
No, I played Sam in the second game.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry for whoever it was. My brain is fried today.
You are lame.
He can remember the people who played.
Like, fine, if you can't remember the name, like, it does slip, but you can't even remember what the ships were or what any of it was.
Yeah, okay, so I should have took pictures. Several weeks ago. You can't
it was
remember
a Sloane, and it was a BSD, and lots of squadrons and transports. I remember
and what
I played last.
What was the end result? Do you remember that?
I won like 8 on that one.
Was that through all the precision strike tokens, basically?
Yeah. I didn't do too badly. I didn't fare too as bad. I still lost a lot of ships. But there wasn't a rank when I didn't lose the 2 hammerheads.
How were you running them?
And Sato.
Were you running them at speed 1 then, and just like moving up like a firing line?
I tried speed 1 on the first
line.
And you need to go faster.
Because you want to try and dart all around the side, but then you get in your way and you bump and all that sort of stuff.
It's too many ships.
You just have to move them as a firing line and just accept you're going to lose 2 or 3.
Yeah. And you just hope you make enough points with the other missions. But if you don't, opening salvo is really cool and it feels good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't get the points.
No one's ever going to pick it.
And, even if they do, it's not going to win you the game, probably. But it's fun.
I think it does come down to some of these lists. You just need to win.
Oh, you get points for half damage ships on that one as well, don't you?
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
Is that
I may have got more points on one of the missions on one of the games, but...
Too late now.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
All right.
Last game three. I played Ben. Ben Martin now. Or Ben...
Ben Riley.
Ben Martin, a.k.a. Riley. That was a very close game. Like, he was so close to killing Sato at the end with his gladiator, but he would have flew off the edge and he refused to.
Was he running Sloane as well?
Yeah, Sloane as well. Everyone
and
ran Sloane.
Sloane Demolisher big and a big bid.
Yeah, he had 12-point bid.
Yeah, it's not that big, yeah.
Well,
it's bigger.
Yeah. Who was running 24 the other day?
Whew. All the guys at Euros?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think I had 21 at Euros or something.
Edgar's running around with 19 at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, it was like, it was so many Sloanes today. I just...
You're Sloaned out, are you?
I'm Sloaned out. It did well. I came fourth. So
you got a 7-4 in your last game? 6-5?
6-5.
Six, yeah, 51 points win.
What was the scenario?
That was opening salvo.
That was opening
salvo. It was opening salvo, yeah. Okay. But, you know, Gladiator going first, gets behind you. I never had a shot on it. Yeah,
they had shitloads of dice. And just rolled up your line.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I almost don't believe it could get where it got to, because it was not only was it basically nearly in your deployment zone on turn two,
I know,
but it had its back end turned towards you, so it looked like it had come out of your deployment zone.
It's done two fours.
Without Jerry, it seems insane, but I guess because you have
engine techs and a Jerry,
you get all the spinning stuff.
Well, I always wasn't sure that you got
Jerry, but he had Sloan, but he had you just get the spin round with the engine tech move, I guess.
It was some crazy maneuvers, and when he goes first. Gladiator is crazy, isn't it?
Demolisher. Yeah, it's still, as I said, like with the fact, they've toned it down a bit with engine tech, but people still take it, and it's still ridiculously good. It's just how good it was before they still got a way to go on Demolisher, I think. Still got a little bit to do.
But then are you taking away another ship from Imperials?
Well, you wouldn't take it away. You're right. but do they need it now? Because the VSDs are good.
I agree, but...
You've got the Avenger option. Avenger's decent enough to play a... reasonable tournament level.
I hate the title as well. I think it's a broken title. Like, it completely breaks.
Yeah. Demolisher or Avenger.
Demolisher.
I don't know what
they're. I don't think they need. Yeah, they don't need to just like ban it, but just tone it down a bit.
I don't know how you could.
Well, tone it down by the activations. I think make you pay the right points for it.
They're not going somehow.
I don't know.
It could have been.
I'm not a designer.
It could have been similar to the Insidious title. Is it Insidious? The other Gladiator title that lets you shoot stuff, black dice at medium range.
Yeah.
When you're attacking the rear of a ship, I feel like maybe Demolisher could just have been black dice at medium range.
For your second shot.
No, yeah.
That seems even worse.
I don't know. Like the idea that you just rock up and get your.
You get your second shot, but it counts as obstructed or something, or you get half your dice or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, something that means to not have
not just a free second shot after you move.
No,
they don't have an idea at the moment.
Maybe just
you give up the shot on your next round.
You only get to shoot once, maybe.
You have to give up your shot to fire. Give up your shot before you move to fire after you move. Yeah, that might work.
But then that's still.
You still can do it, but I think
you still get the chopper tap, which is
because you have to give. Because you can move in. Give up your shot at range to move in.
You give up your long range shot to get your short range shot,
And then you just do two short range shots for double arc. Off. Yeah, true.
And it's still just as good.
Yeah, but at least it's something.
Yeah, I think maybe I don't know. Maybe there needs to be something about. Maybe they just need to change it completely.
They maybe need to change the fundamental rules. You can't do a ship twice in a row at all. That would help the activation. So if you're first player, you can't do it first.
Mm.
I don't know how you could do that.
I think
that affects a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think such a big rule change would have a huge.
But that's what you want. You want that impact because every game I've ever played is something going last and then first.
Right.
And it's just like when I played at Euros, every game I just had something doing that to me.
What if they added it was
dull after six.
You could pass your turn. And then if you both pass, like Destiny, round ends.
There's a rule like if you're second player and you have less ships, you can pass or something. Into Ben was saying to your last player, like
that was a custom rule.
We can do a session on this on another episode. Yeah. Like what we think
we'll
the answer
to
is.
That.
Custom rules to change a matter
for the better.
So
they just should just errata and just completely change Demolisher's ability. But it's something that gives it a similar flavour, I guess.
Came fifth, was it?
Or
fourth.
Hammerheads, they're okay. They're not top meta, but they're
stellar review there.
They're not bad.
Did they? And how was the Task Force of Ghana? Because some people, online community, don't seem to take that well to them.
It was good to get the Ordnance Expert and then clean it up with an extra task reroll.
And if you're really hunting for those APT hits, having two goes at it makes it a lot more likely.
I would reroll everything, even if I had just hit, so I was rerolling them, and then I knew I could have an extra two dice just to try and.
But you're only were you having concentrate fires? So you're only getting two black dice at long range, right? Because they only come with one red, yeah.
Yeah, but then when you're close, well, I was getting.
Oh, you're close. You got three blacks. Three
plus or four. Four blacks is nice. But, yeah, it's good. Interesting list. It needs work, but
fourth is not bad.
Fourth is not bad.
Do you want the next?
Yeah, sure. So today I brought a different list. It was
I thought I'd try the Quasar again. I didn't get many.
As with everyone there today.
Yeah, as with everyone there today. So I did a victory two with Motti, Hondo, Gunnery Team, Disposable Capacitors, Legion Shots and Quad Battery Turrets. Quasar 2 with Agent Callus, Ruthless Strategist, Flight Controllers and Boosted Comms. And then two Gazantes, one with Bomber Command, one with Commsnet. And then my squad lineup was Dengar, Reimer, three Defenders, Tempest and four Bombers. So it was basically just a bomber, Imperial bomber list, and just utilising the Quasar red dice AA, just like you did, Chris, pretty much. Just Callus, Ruthless Strategist, Flight Controllers.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good.
That being said, I didn't face that many fighters today, that many aces at least, anyway. I took out the fighters when I needed to.
It's just so good when you leave something on one, and yeah. You can insta-kill it with Ruthless Strategist.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're not obstructed.
So my first game was against Ben, and he chose Fighter Ambush, which I just put in the list to just try and generate points. And he had his Avenger Gazanti. This list was just a massive pain in the ass, and I didn't really want to deal with it first thing in the morning.
it was an unfortunate matchup for him.
Yeah, so basically his ISD.
Wait, so three of you here today played Ben, right?
No, you two.
All of Ben's opponents are here.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
I played him in the last round.
You played him last. You played him first.
That's
played him
why we
second.
Didn't need him.
Yeah, all his games are going to be already discussed.
and the terrified viewpoint.
So he never got to play a new person today.
Well, he hasn't played Pete before.
That's true. He never played Pete.
But yeah, the way it deployed is I had my line of ships. I couldn't delay him obviously because of the way that Fighter Ambush deploys. So then he put all his stuff down, and eventually I was able to put my bombers and that down. And I utilised bombers like you would minefield. It was a bit of like area denial once I went down.
Yeah.
Sort of like, don't go here with your ISD, was the idea. But it's still got a shit ton of health. And it just... I managed to take down the ISD. But it was a slog, and it had basically taken out my entire fleet.
It's better than I did.
There was a round, he boarding troopers, and left my victory on 3 health. But it had some nasty crits. Had the crit where it couldn't take a command dial, either it would take a damage.
Oh, yeah, you have to bin your dial.
Yeah. Basically, the way Avenger swung round, it ended up in front of the victory. And the VSD opened up, shot at ISD, was able to take some damage on it, and then basically just slowly moved into it and got pecked to death by his fighters and stuff that he just needed 3 points of damage, and he was just able to use Marek and Jendon and that to just guarantee that last bit of damage. The Quasar died in a similar fashion. It's like super fragile. Because obviously Motti was on my VSD, so it had gone down by this point. But yeah, I was just able to generate the last 2 points of damage to kill his ISD. And I just couldn't deal with what I had left on the board. Just couldn't deal with Gazantes. So obviously, I just got tabled and I got tabled in the...
He had the jerk Gazanti as well, didn't he?
Round, just... yeah.
This is where it could be like Gazanti's classed as a squadron, so you table their big ships.
Yeah,
the round's over. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
That'd be a big change, yeah.
That's a good change for you.
I think what happened to me was the jerk Gazanti.
This is, in case you didn't pick up the first time, this is ECM to Slicer Tools and Suppressor. So you go near it and it flips your defense token, ready for Avenger to screw you.
Yeah.
It then also changes your dial to something shit.
Yeah.
And then when you shoot it, you literally cannot do any damage to it ever the first time because it will just ECM your accuracy and flip its scatter anyway.
I thought I was... after I deployed all my... fighters, I thought it would be best to focus on the ISD to get that down. But the jerk Gazanti just basically denied me from ever using the Quasar for fighters for 3 rounds.
Yeah, I had that. So annoying.
Even though, like, I sent a couple of defenders after the jerk Gazanti. stripped its shield, got some hull damage through, but then it landed on the station.
Should we start calling it the JG? The JG. Or something like that.
It's the Bedgar special, built to annoy you. But yeah, he used it very well. Benzo is really precise with his movements and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's so annoying. It's like, oh, you've ended up there. Okay, right, I'll just check all my arcs. Oh, yep, you've avoided everything.
I don't want to like discredit him because he clearly is an exceptionally good player. But in a couple of the games we had, he'd moved some stuff around, and literally I was like a millimeter out of ranges both times, and I was like, oh man, you've done really well, precise that. Yeah, he was like, oh, did I? Oh, I thought I was in, but I thought I'd just be in. And he did it twice with the Byzanti, once where it was like out of my capacitor thing,
yeah,
and then once where he was out of he was out of the other guy's capacitors. It was just, oh. Yeah.
It's basically if I'd put a bit more effort into killing that Gazanti.
Killed a jerk one.
Yeah.
First job.
Because it's hard, though. It takes a lot of effort.
But because he'd been able to delay placing it, he basically was able to be like, right,
now Intel I'll officer.
Put it, now I'll put it
Yeah, next he always puts it down last, or Avenger, that or Avenger.
But it was a fun game, but I think it killed me for the rest of the day because I just couldn't think for the rest of the
day.
Did
it go sort of right to time, near to time, or was it just a bit thinky?
It was near to time, but it was just quite thinky. There was a lot of KG fighter stuff near the start, and then I just it was just horrible. It was just horrible, man.
But I'm just trying to work out whether you were... It did you in because it was a thinking game, or you were just mentally traumatized from losing all your ships?
A bit of both. I think it was because it was a thinking game, but then I was just mentally traumatized
from Avenger just ruining you.
Yeah,
rolling up your line,
getting boarded. Even if the boarding didn't kill me right then and there, it just left me on like 3 hull and
you got lucky that one.
Pecked to death. But yeah, then the second game was against Phil, who had ISD, I think it was Avenger again.
See all the decimators.
Yeah. 3 decimators, Demolisher, 2 Gazantes, and like Marek and Jenden.
Yeah.
The Marek Jenden special.
That combo.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. It's no worse than the Hars.
The Imperials need something other than Demo and Rhymer, don't they?
Yeah. But so that game, I just sort of put down... I can't remember what the objective was that he'd chosen. It's Superior... Oh, no. He made me first player, and I chose his superior positions, thinking that I'd farm some tokens off of it. Which I did basically. So I set up everything and drove my VSD at his IST. And I was able to angle it in such a way that in a particular round, when his Gladiator came in down the side and his IST came straight at me, my VSD could flip its disposable capacitors and hit both, put some damage on the ISD, and put some damage on the Gladiator. And then next round, it was in for smashing the ISD more, leaving it on just a few health. But basically, I just sacrificed my VSD to ensure that the ISD would die. And then the bombers finished off the ISD and took down the Gladiator. And then I tried to mop up some Gazantes, sent 5 bombers after 1 Gazanti and did nothing. So...
Wow, 5 bombers.
I think my dice are just unlucky sometimes. I had 4 blanks in a row, I know that.
That's grim. Did you have Bomber Command Center on it?
Yeah, it was like
it was 2 bombers.
It was like roll a dice, blank, okay, re-roll Bomber Command, blank, okay.
Did it again.
Next one, blank, okay, re-roll Bomber Command, blank, okay, yep. and then it's like scatter, absorb the damage on shield, absorb the damage.
Yeah.
So it's like... But it's just a few points here and there. I think that was an 8-3 win. And then the last game was against Sam Perkins, who had
two raiders with the expanded launcher.
No, the external racks.
That's the one. They're all very similar names.
That's the 3 points for one shot plus two black dice.
Which I think are quite good on raiders.
Because raiders only going to normally get one shot at black range anyway. Yeah. You don't want to pay 13 points for expanded launchers. Pay three for.
Yeah, and then he had two Xantis with the repair crews and ISD, and then like 8 TIE fighters and Phalen Rudor.
The ISD was leading shots, XI-7.
Yeah, leading shots, XI-7, Motti, reinforced blasters, and I can't remember if there was any like gunnery teams or the sort of.
He had gunnery teams.
Yeah, usual stuff. And then he made me first in that, I believe. And, what objective was chosen?
It was only 3 hours ago, Matt.
Yeah. Hey, I forgot loads.
Oh, no. No. He made me first, and I chose his targeting beacons, because I thought that was the least influential of his objectives. Basically, you couldn't earn any points off of it. But what I realised from, like, a bomber list is you really need objectives you can earn points off with your bombers. Otherwise, you just lose stuff. You lose points. You need points. I misplayed it because I was too used to using the VSD with Jerry, and I basically I got my VSD out of position and I forgot how fucking slow they are to turn around.
Yeah.
So I basically wasted my VSD doing anything because I wanted to make sure that his raiders died, but I never put any real threat on his ISD. I lost 6-5 overall, but the Quasar did some good work before it went down. And like in the first round of fighter engagement, I basically killed. So he deployed his TIE fighters in two groups of four, and then had Phalen as well.
Yeah.
And basically, first round of engagement, I killed 4 of the TIE fighters.
Just murder TIE fighters. Yeah, just one shot them. I think I killed
3 of the TIE fighters with just fighter controls, and then I had Valen and a TIE fighter left on 1 health each, and it was just like I'll use my red dice AA, and gone.
Just blow away.
Like half of his fighters gone, and then the like following round it is similar. The bombing runs that I tried, I basically just bombed raiders because I just couldn't inflict any pain on the ISD. I think I just misdeployed that game.
It was late and I turned the wrong way. I went right when I should have gone left.
Zigging and zag.
Exactly. But
oh dear.
I don't know. Yeah, it was.
That was all right.
It was a fun day. Yeah, it was,
you got
it was a fun game.
You finished reasonably well, didn't you?
I got 8. It was all right.
Sorry, you got some tokens as well.
Yeah. In the prizes.
Yeah, tokens that I really...
evade tokens.
Yeah. They're right.
Use them for your TRC list that you never ever play. Yeah.
Your transports are good, aren't these?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy what you played with? Reflections on that?
It was fun. I think the change to Bomber Command was a good one. It was necessary.
It's really hurt Bomber Command.
It's really hurt single dice bombers.
Right. So Imperials then.
Yeah. because it was just like
Torrent Fire is not the be all and end all of bombers though. You know, it still affects rebels.
Yeah, it affects rebels, but
It hurts the single dice ones more because they're relying on the dice, whereas the two dice ones have consistency.
Yeah, at the moment it seems like rebel bombing, you activate a few squadrons,
but
you have a lot of dice within those squadrons.
Yeah, and you can, especially so like Nora Wex that you can
so, which makes it really flexible, but with Imperial bombing, you have to have several activations.
Yeah, and you're running out of space to put them all with your intels.
Of lots of single dice. And there were just lots of times when I blanked out and it was a bit frustrating. But obviously, like, seeing Ben's play at Euros, it was like, when he had that redundancy of being able to roll and re-roll. There was a lot of times when I rolled a hit and I was like, do I gamble re-rolling that?
But can't when you had multiples.
When you had two Bomber Commands.
You could re-roll it with impunity and just roll it again if you didn't get the crit.
I'd definitely use a similar Quasar build again. I just
I do wonder if the Quasar's wide front arc, whilst it's very good for doing like that one
massive AA.
Massive AA sweep. I'm kind of like annoyed sometimes, like, well, I wish I could have doubled up this thing with just some regular.
It's like got Corvette like level dice, hasn't it? Yeah, so it's like you can with a double arc, you can reliably do a bit of damage on with a double arc.
Chuck out a fair few dice.
Yeah.
So if it had a slightly slimmer arc, but I kind of like the fact it's got a nice wide arc.
Yeah.
I do wonder if there's that. I just need to learn how to position it a bit better because it is so fragile.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to run some Gazantes with the repair crews alongside of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it hard to protect.
Yeah, even with Mutti, they still get it down fast because they've just got those.
You've got two defense tokens.
Yeah. It was like when Ben was thinking about his boarding troopers, and it's like, well, you'll probably just roll the two accuracies you need to stop those tokens.
Yeah, but I guess it lets him use leading shots to re-roll those ones because he doesn't need to worry about accuracies at all.
True.
Yeah.
But it's still only got like 8 health at maximum.
Yeah. Yeah.
So overall, I think it's a nice ship, but it's just really fragile. Yeah. So which makes me wonder if I should just use it with a load of relay.
That's what I did, yeah. So you can stay away from
the tokens on it are crap.
Yeah, the brace redirect, tokens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great for hammerheads.
Yeah.
There's no way to stop my ATTs. Just keep faking them. It was crazy because everyone had a hammer, a quasar today.
You're just piling APT crits on
kill the quasar first, yeah. And they'd rush them in. Everyone would rush them in 2 speed. I'm like, why?
Would you have gone down to speed 0 with it?
With what?
That? With the quasar?
I think you'd be better off.
Just to keep it out of range, yeah.
So you've got to have the range 5 you've got squadron thing, though.
Or relay. Yeah.
I kept it at speed 1 most games. Because then it could do that swanky 2W
maneuver. Keep it behind the ISD or just keep it behind some bigger ship.
Yeah, but then the thing is, if you obstruct it, it's one red dice.
Yeah, that's shit. Then
I'm not really difficult. Sure it's there to shoot with.
It's difficult. No,
but to getting that ruthless strategist is pretty good.
I don't know. It's got a red AA. It doesn't need to be in there.
What you want to do is, like what you're saying with the Gazanti, like slow down. So you want to fire it and then move a load of shit in front of it. And just leave it there behind all that stuff.
Essentially, I'm wondering if you do a repair crew's Gazanti that literally just blocks that.
And then repairs itself each turn.
Yeah, if you park it in
keeps
such
it at
a
one,
way,
so you do get your defense. Yeah, you park but it in you never have to move. You never have to move forward.
You swing because the repair crew Gazanti in front of it.
Is bumping into it from
and
backwards.
And the repair crew Gazanti repairs itself each turn.
How can that be right? Like, it's hilarious.
Just sit it in a corner. Repair crew Gazanti.
Oh, they're just bumping into each other front on.
Yeah, you deploy. You swing your Gazanti in as soon as possible, and then every turn you can't actually move.
But then you're still obstructing it with a Gazanti.
No, but because I think you can catch it on the corner because it's got the double click. You can block yourself with just having to
and open at one side of the
do
shot.
That.
But it's a bit drastic, isn't it, to make a ship good? To make a ship good, you have to buy another ship and then drive that ship front on into this ship.
I'm not sure. But if you had contested outposts, for instance, that would be a really funny use of it.
Yeah, also I haven't really used Relay yet. I bought myself the Imperial 2 Fighter Squadrons today, so I can test
Relay
it out.
It's dangerous. It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. You will the road to Relay is paved with good intentions.
There's no. They need to FAQ.
It's tantalising.
In the list I ran today, I wouldn't have had points enough to put in some shuttles, which weren't really going to do much except for Relay. So I'd rather have the 5 or 6 squadron activations I can get if I got a token with the thing.
Yeah.
Directly into my squadrons,
but
it just requires a bit of careful flying and dangerous positioning in front of ISDs occasionally.
Yeah. All right. So, I my first game is against Matthew. I'll do my list first. That would help. So I have basically VSD2 set up similar to what I had before. So they both have gunnery teams. Two of them. Both have gunnery teams, disposable capacitors, quad battery turrets and leading shots, which means they get an extra blue die against stuff that's faster than them. They get gunnery teams, obviously, that's a staple. They've got disposable capacitors, so once per game, they can fire all their blue dice at red range. And they've got leading shots to chuck a blue dice to reroll when I get crap rolls. One of them had Gerard and Captain Nida, and I was just replacing one of the redirects with a evade, because I was basically firing, I was staying at long range and firing like that anyway. And then the other one, controversially, I had gunnery team, disposable capacitors, quad bash turrets, leading shots. I had Minister with reinforced blast doors. Controversially, I had Dominator, which is probably like one of the like titles that no one even knows what it does or what ship it even goes on.
Why don't you remind us what it does?
You look at it out of the box.
It's 12 points. It's expensive.
It's 12 points. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
So it's while attacking at close to medium range. So it doesn't combo. It doesn't combo with disposable capacitors because you can't. You have to. The ship has to actually be at medium range. Mm. You can spend up to two of your shields from any hull zones to get that many extra blue dice. So you spend two shields to get two more blue dice. It's seriously good. It was
some ship. Is there an imperial ship that sends shields? Because like.
With a.
Projection experts or something.
An interdictor.
I'll tell you, I'm off that. But I did mine because I was just repairing. I was just engineering for two shields back or whatever, but then I was just letting it take damage and then repair crewing the damage off with the repair crew guarantees. So I had that. That was exceptionally good. And there were three occasions where those dice let me kill small ships, literally down to the exact damage point. And if they hadn't killed them, they'd have activated and got out of my arc, and I probably never would have got them. So I thought, Dominator, 12 points, which I can see why they priced it at that, but
it was
crap until you had the capacitors and the
quad
batteries and that combo. It was Andrew Gerald to set it up as well. Oh, it's probably not worth it in a competitive setting, but it worked its points back for me. The trouble is, it costs you the points when the ship dies, which it basically always does. And then I had two Gazantes, one with repair crews, which was, and one with comms net, which were basically just tagging along behind the two VSDs, giving them stuff. And then I had Marek Steele, Colonel Gendon. Bullshit combo, and then two normal
They're
defenders.
Best friends, aren't they? They never go anywhere.
And two defenders and IG-88, and I quite like that combination as a flexible combo, because you've got Marek Steele's good against aces or just good at burning down high hull stuff with Gendon. Gendon's also great with IG-88, so if you have Jan, because IG-88 ignores escort and counter, so he can get to Jan. And you can make him shoot twice with Gendon, so you can normally kill Jan in two activations, because you, unless you roll really well, you're not likely to do it in two shots because of all her braces, but you can almost certainly do it in three shots.
Yeah.
So you can just double tap with him one turn and then go with him the next turn and shoot again with that. And then the defenders are just really good at killing ties. It's 94-point loadout, but I really like it. It's really versatile. And then if you get a chance to mob a ship, those guys like Marek Steele doing the bullshit Gendon Marek into the side, plus the defenders, plus IG, you can take like 6-7 damage off a ship with that. If you get lucky, it's crazy good. So the first game I played Matthew, he had Rebels. It was only his second ever tournament. He had Defiance, and what general did he have? Falling victim to
Akbar.
He didn't have Akbar. No, because Ben thought it was Akbar. No, he had Sato, that was it.
Okay.
He had Sato and he had some YTs. Yeah, an MC-80 and an MC-30 scout frigate with APTs.
Did he have leading shots? Was it the Sato to grant the long range leading shots? Because that's kind of, I like that.
I think he might have done. He might have had leading shots.
Sato on MC-80, but it's just a lot. We had
Defiance as well.
Yeah.
So he can chuck more black dice in and so on.
Right.
And then a few flotillas and three YTs, Jan, that kind of thing, and. I had the bid, so I went first. What mission did we play? I'm falling victim to
it was only a few hours ago.
This was 8 hours ago, actually. This is twice the hours ago. At least I remember the names. I have a common courtesy to remember the names of people I spent 3 hours engaging with in conversation.
Hey, you got to play fast for games.
I don't think I asked the guy who played his name, the middle guy.
What?
I know what we played. We played Minefields.
I apologise as well again.
Yeah. We played Minefields and I just mineswept through, and then my repair crews and comms net took all the damage off by the time I'd got
Lewis.
To
There you go.
Oh yeah, that's the same guy I played last, yeah.
We'll let you carry on. See, I didn't forget. He remembers. Didn't forget.
Yeah, so I just swept through. I took hits from three mines, but just repaired it all with repair crews and engineering dials. By the time we engaged, it was gone. Dominator managed to one-shot his MC-30 because he flew it in to try and get a cheeky little double arc. And I activated first with him and just ridiculous, rolled really, really well, blew that guy away, won the fighter battle. And then eventually I managed to... The game basically came down to... I managed to get a VSD with your Gerald crazy moving, jammed it into the front of Defiance so it couldn't move forward. And then I was on the station. So we were bumping and I was landing on the station and repairing damage. And then he was bumping. And then I got my other VSD in the side. And he was able to obviously hammer that with side arcs. But he was taking six reds and six blues per turn. Plus, I think I was double arcing with the one on the side. So Defiance died pretty quick. So that was a 10-1. And then I played Sam Perkins in the second game. You've been through his list already, Matt.
Yeah.
So he had the bid on me, and he made me go first. And I, same as you, I picked targeting beacons because I didn't really do anything. And when I didn't do this because I thought it would be a bit bullshit. But the target beacons is where if you're within the second, there's nothing to affect the first player, but the second player, you put four tokens down, two each, you take it in turns. And if you're within one to two of one, then
the two dice re-rolls.
The second player can re-roll two dice. So I was like, well, if Sam just puts them down, can I just put mine on top of his? So they literally do nothing because they're just doubling up on the same thing.
You do it with fire shoes.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say on the card you can't. But instead, I said, don't worry, Sam, I won't do that. And then I just put them right in the corner of each set up area. So they were miles away anyway.
Yeah.
So just put them like literally at the corners. He didn't have strategic, no. It was a bit of a... I don't think... The thing is, Ricky, like it's the same like at Exeter. Like people didn't really think about objectives at Exeter. People think about lists.
Yeah.
A lot of the more casual players in Armada, I find, aren't at the stage where they've realised that objectives are absolutely key to your list building. They just chuck them in as an afterthought.
You should design around them, really.
Absolutely. Often we start with objectives sometimes and then build lists around that.
Like navigational hazards.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to see that list work.
If only I can make that by three objectives.
Yeah. So, where was I? So, yeah, we played... We basically just jammed in the middle. He had the ISD. We just flew at each other, ISD and VSD.
Yeah.
He managed to kill both mine, but I and his ISD was left on 2 health, and the Marek Steel bullshitted him to death.
Really?
The Marek Steel just went in and went doink because he thought he was okay because Marek Steel was pinned by one guy, but Marek Steel has grit, so he just went see ya, and then dived in for the last
grit's
two.
Grit's easy to forget, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Dived in for the last two. So when the dust is, and I also killed one of his raiders. Marek Steel then had just bullshitted through one of his raiders, like literally because he was on, because you know they've got no redirects.
Yeah.
So his bracer had already gone from a shot from a VSD.
Yeah.
So he just had two damage, loses two shields, two damage, right down to two. And the next turn, two damage, like with the Gendon thing. So kill the raider.
I really should have put Marek Steel on my list.
I've never played with Marek Steel before, and he is ridiculous. He is absolutely ridiculous because you can flip the if you miss with one of your blacks, you can flip that to on anti squadron,
which has got a crit hit. So you just get
and you're always going to get either a hit. You're always going to get either a hit on two blue dice unless you roll two accuracies. You're always going to get at least one hit and something else, and you can just flip the other to a crit. So you're guaranteed
a crit. Yeah.
Double, but two hits. It's the two hits. It's the fire sprays with guaranteed two hits. It's just, and he's got grit. He's got grit as well.
Yeah,
and he's so good.
He's broken.
He is overpowered.
When did they add grit in? Was that?
It was wave two, I think, with like Han and all the extra fighters.
Yeah, that's
been in a long time.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah. My favorite Ketsu's got it.
Oh, Ketsu.
I always want to make her work. Can't get her on the list.
You're saying this now, like you said, the Pelter.
Yeah, which is overpriced.
So the end result of that was a 7-4 to me because I had it was quite brutal. He had a raider left, that was it, and I had two Gazantes, like four squadrons, and that was it. It was brutal. But my squadrons were really expensive. I had a lot of points in my squadrons, so I got 7-4. And then I played Ben Edgar in the third round. So he had the Avenger thing. And I thought, this is a terrible matchup for me because I've got two VSDs. Mm. I can't outrun him because I'm speed two, he's speed three. He's just going to dump next to me, unload.
Basically, like,
it's just a terrible matchup. Yeah. Like, I've literally got no chance. He's going to unload, kill one, then fuck off.
Or maybe be able to kill the other one.
He had exactly the same fight allowed out as me, but he also had Mauler, which was going to obviously speed up how quickly he killed me. So I thought, like, I genuinely thought I was going to lose 10-1. I thought if I had a 9, if I got a 9-2, like, I'd have been happy with myself. Mm. So he picked Contested Outpost, which I just ambled towards it with my VSDs, managed to get two tokens. Then on turn three, he came in with Avenger and struck, and he shot at Dominator with the double arc. And he had Dominator down to 3 health from the first shot because he boarding trooper, so I got no tokens. Yeah. So what must he have done? He must have done 3 shields. He did 3 shields and 3 damage. So he only did 6 damage, which is pretty average.
Yeah.
But his 2 crits, both were structural damage.
Wow.
So I was down to 3.
He still had a lot of that, didn't he?
Yeah. At the start of the game, was he like...
stuck in your damage.
did you notice him interfering with your damage deck?
No, but given that out of what I've heard EXX9'd, he got 5 structural damages out of 6.
Jesus Christ.
That is broken.
So anyway, so he's then on, and I know this guy's going to die, but I'd love to get a shot back at him. I'd love him to survive and just get a shot, and then I'll die to bombers or next turn. So he then rolls his side arc, which is 2 blacks and 2 reds, and he rolls a double hit on one of the reds, a blank on the other red, and 2 blanks on the blacks. He's got nowhere to roll them. And I'm like, yes, he survived, come on. And then... so I'm down for 1 health. He does that weird Gerard thing where you do double click on the front, on the first one. So he's at speed 2. Double click on the first one, and then you flip the other one back in, so it kind of comes inside. And he clipped the back of my base by about 3 mil with the back of his base. He bumped on one of my Gazantes, but also clipped the back of my VSD, like 2 mil. He was right over the top of my Gazante, but he was like 2 mil over my VSD, and then he went back a thing, and because it's not how much of the ship you covered, it's the closest ship where you end up.
Yeah.
And it was the Gazanti was the VSD was closest. He did the last damage to the VSD, killed it, and I was like, "You fucking." But to be fair, like his second dice roll was so terrible, like he should have killed me from it. Yeah. He should easily have killed me from that. So that was quite funny. And then
He didn't have the usual Ben Luck where he just gets perfect damage on every roll.
No, but he had some perfect, like I say, he was out of arc a couple
that's
of times.
For me, I got everything was perfect, the perfect amount to destroy me.
Yeah, he normally doesn't. Well, he did, because he then bumped me. So I kind of got the perfect.
I think he just thinks about like the statistics.
He works the averages out before he does anything.
Before he does any of the rerolls.
Right? So Jerk Gazanti like was a real pain in the backside. It just kept making my repair crew Gazanti not do repairs, which was really annoying. And then, but it's, because
it seems like something you'd want on a repair crew.
Yep,
it's a terrible job, isn't it?
I did manage to get one repair off on itself when I comms netted a repair token to the repair net Gazanti, and then repair crew repair Gazanti.
Spend all those comms nets on everything.
Exactly. So it's always good to have two that have repair crew on actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, his Jerk Gazanti, I was quite pleased with myself because I managed to kill it in the end. Because he'd been using it like as a proper Jerk Gazanti. Obviously there's the slicer tools and then there's the suppressor thing, so he's suppressing all my scatters. Yeah. But then he was bumping me as well to finish off my Gazantes. So he did it twice. So he was down, he had one damage left. And I had a double arc with my back. So he parked. This is about turn 4 or 5. He'd come in to slice. He was slicing my second VSD, so I couldn't repair because he was trying to burn it down just with fighters and long range Avenger shots. And he, as a result of that, he got in at the back with a double arc. And I was trying to go for Avenger, but he moved Avenger around to the side. And I kind of thought, well, I'm never going to get it now. It's not long with juicy targets. So I thought, well, I'll abandon that. I'll go after Jerk Gazanti. So I had two double arcs, and both times I got like. And you're just talking the back of a VSD and the side of a VSD. Nice. I got like 4 damage both times, which is enough to kill him. So he had to scatter and then burn his scatter. And then at the end, the squadron phase, he forgot, like, my IG-88 was hiding, like, behind the Venger. He didn't see it. And IG-88 just jumped in front of Jerk Gazanti, shot him in the front and killed it. I was like, come on! It's amazing. So that was, like, it's like 45 points, Jerk Gazanti.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
It's a costly Gazanti.
Yeah, because once you
add... more than that, isn't it?
Well, because, what, the base is 23, slices is 7, so that's 30, and then 2 is 2, 5 for... 5 for ECM? Or is it 7 for ECM?
7
for ECM. 7 for ECM. And then 4 for suppressors. So yeah, it's 30 something points.
Yeah. So I managed to kill that. And then I managed to kill another of his Gazantes because he had... in fact, that was the same turn. This was like literally like... It was the same turn I killed two because he left one in my front arc and I think he meant to move it out. But he moved in Jerk Gazanti first to slice me so I couldn't repair because he was going to try and take me down with Avenger and all these squadrons. So I just then went and killed that other Gazanti, like blew it away because it was in short range. It was never going to survive. And then he nearly lost a third Gazanti because he was flying up. So Avenger was sweeping round in about like, right into my deployment zone on an arc and it bumped into this other Gazanti coming the other way. And it already had one damage on because it had bumped out one of my Gazantes. He bumped into it. And then this Gazanti was literally like facing off the board. And the only place it could land, I thought, was on Avenger. So it would die. But he managed to do some ridiculous Gerard, like nav dial maneuver. And he landed it. And he had about a mil each side between Avenger and the... Not that it would have made no difference because it was 23 points. And the margin, it wouldn't have made a difference for margin of victory. But yeah, I nearly killed three Gazantes in like, the same, both at the same turn. Which was hilarious. And then he murdered most of my squadrons. I just had IG left, but I had my VSD left, and he had Avenger, and I had four. I managed to get four outpost tokens, so he only won by 32 points in the end. Oh, so yes. all the doom mongering of I was going to lose 10-1 or 9-2 because he just couldn't kill my he couldn't kill it because
second of the ISV.
Yeah, because I finally managed to get because I killed Jerk Gazanti. It couldn't on turn 5. It couldn't slice me on turn 6.
Yeah.
So I was able to repair.
Yeah.
Out of range of the Gendon bullshit.
Right.
Rush in the first move.
Rush in.
Yeah, with the ISD straight away.
Yeah, he was speed 3. Yeah. He didn't. He wasn't the whole game. He saw, he went down to speed 2 after he shot me, so he could do the. The handbrake backslide clip my
he's saying he, did he try and take the line is that
take some lines. He's way past that but yeah
he's had too many lines
so yeah ended up being a 6-5 to Ben in the end which was enough to get him first place and it didn't matter to him because he just had to beat me to get first place and not have anyone jump from below which nobody did so he got me a second
Where's the bridesmaid?
In 2 weeks. Well,
what was your final score? What was the points?
I had a 10, a 7, and a 5, so 22.
Oh, and I was on 21.
Yeah.
So what was Ben on?
Ben was on 23. 24.
Yeah.
He had a 10, a 10, 8, and a 6.
You needed a bigger win in your last game.
Yeah. Oh, well. I already had my
It was good. It was good. And I think that VSD build is. But two of them are better than twice one, if that makes sense.
They pair they're well.
Greater than the sum of their parts.
Yeah, you have more threat.
Yeah. Especially with the gunnery teams, like it's nuts. Like anything that flies in the front of them is fucked. It's just dead.
Do you miss the? You don't miss the quasar then?
I would if I had the swarms. But what? I mean, I basically took my. I didn't really engineer it highly. I didn't playtest it at all. But I basically took it. Because it was stuff I hadn't really used. I wanted to build on the VSD, but I also wanted to use Jared a bit more, not used him. I'd never used Dominator, so I wanted to try that out. And I've never used Gendon Marek Steel, and I've never used Defenders. And I've used him in the Carillion conflict, but only in casual. I've never used him outside of that, and I've never really used him. So I wanted to use all of that, but actually I got lucky because I think having the really powerful, expensive fighters was really worked well for the list because not having... to have lots of activations to get them all going and also they could absorb Alpha Strikes and then still be there to hit back because one of the things against so Sam had 8 TIEs, Vayner Rudolph, as we've said already. I managed to, I popped in with first turn with Marek Steele, double tapped and killed two of them, and then there was none left to fight back because he didn't have any activations to dive in, and did the same with another defender. So I was killing three or four a turn, just with two squadrons, basically two squadrons. I just blasted through them.
Defenders, I'm not keen on. I'm not.
They're really good, mate.
They need to be more expensive.
Oh right.
You mean they're a bit underpointed.
They're a bit too good.
A bit too good. Yeah.
I mean, speed bombers.
You can deal with the naked ones.
Like, because
they can still suck up a thing, and then they'll kill any squadron with three health or less.
Yeah, suck them in with something.
That's not even like a jack of all trades, is it? It's like they're good at everything.
Yeah, they are.
If there was an Imperial General, it'd be really broken. But there isn't. So next,
still pretty good with IG-88 can just wipe her out.
No, but I mean, if there was an Imperial General, so all those defenders, those naked defenders, could brace, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be over the top. That'd be off the chain.
Can we just play test that?
There's a stronghold.
That'd be the other side of
the
line. That would.
Yeah, but that only affects people with swarms.
Ah, they don't have swarms.
That's the other thing that they lack.
They really need swarm on top of that.
I mean, they throw more consistent dice for the lack of swarm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was good. I'm trying to think. If there's anything else to reflect on from mine? I like Gerald. I think he's the best. I think he's the best Imperial Admiral.
Better than Motti.
Not Rebels necessarily. I think he's the best. If you know what you're doing, you build your list around him. I think he's the best. Motti's the best. I'll just slap him on.
I definitely missed him.
He is seriously good.
Yeah, I didn't really get any play time between the last sort of champion and this one. And playing that VSD today, I was definitely like, ugh, wish I had Jerry because I could just swing in.
Yeah.
It
literally killed my VSD. It probably saved Avenger, because if Avenger had two VSD shots on him to start with, I'd have been on his case. But I think that's good. All right, just to wrap up then, any other Wave 6 bits we've not covered? So one question I wanted to ask you, Pete, was Sinterfell. You use him. Did you use him today?
I did.
Can you tell me? I've never actually had a chance to use
him. You've never used him at all?
I think maybe once when he first came out.
It's the one that gets, like, if you shoot him...
If you shoot someone else.
What do you think? Just want to know what you think of him. I've only used him, like, say, once,
too situational, I think.
He's quite a lot of points. He's 18 points. I had one person forget about his ability and not shoot him and take a damage.
I think it's good if you can get the
You can give him counter three.
If you have escorts around him, then they take damage automatically for shooting the escorts.
Him and Mauler together with a couple of escorts might work.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't have escorts is because they don't have swarm. So everything in my list has swarm.
Is there one? There is an escort with swarm, isn't there? There is the...
Okay, and then just to cover before we finish for this time, what's Wave 6 stuff we haven't really covered? So we've covered Quasar, we've covered Sloane, we've covered the capacitors. Leia? Good call. Anybody? What do people think of Leia?
I played against it. I thought it seems like a kind of cool ability.
Overpriced.
If
it was like mid-20s, maybe to high-20s, it would be good.
The other thing is that it's like you can't resolve other tokens when you use your layer.
Can't resolve, that's right, yeah.
You can't do Nas or Constrict Fire, which in hindsight, I think someone might have misused it against me.
Right.
So I thought, this is amazing, but maybe it wasn't because...
Yeah. I don't think it should ever get used.
I would like to try it in a casual game, but I don't think I'd ever find room for it in a tournament.
Try it next time I get a game in.
Yeah. And is there anything else? The capacitors we've talked about, quad battery turrets.
Really
bought
the
BSs back in. I'm a big fan of those quad batteries.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Adding the blue is really good.
Adding the blue for going slow. Yeah. It's just so good.
I really want to try and get the Grand Inquisitor as well. So somebody, because people, you nav at the end of your thing, right? So somebody navs near you.
You go down to
speed zero.
Yeah.
You then activate, shoot them with the extra die, and then navigate back up to one in your activation, so you're never exposed to the defense tokens.
Sneaky.
Yeah. I want to give that a try. I was tempted to take it today, but Tua and Nida one out. Yeah. Mm. And then the other task force, the other one that you didn't take, Ricky, what do you think of that one? And
the one that absorbs damage?
Yeah.
I think you'd need more than just three hammerheads. I don't think three would be enough.
You just need a massive swarm with them.
Yeah.
He doesn't absorb,
four or five.
It moves it around like bigs, right?
It does move it around bigs. And they get one shot pretty easy. You You might keep them alive.
So what if you use the Antilles title and a bunch of projection experts or something?
What, just
could you do an MC80 and a bunch of hammerheads?
I think you could take enough hammerheads with the cost of an MC80.
No.
There's your problem.
Not if you tool it up, right? Well, yeah. You could, but you'd have no squadrons. Probably.
No.
Get bombed out.
I don't know if anyone else has tried hammerheads, but it's...
Yeah.
It's a... I don't know. I want to make them work. I need to work on
them
more.
Is there a future for them? What's your path?
As activations that do stuff, maybe. They're quite cheap.
Just try and get them around the side or something. The trouble is, they're only speed 3, aren't they? Top speed 3. And they've got that weird Gazanti dial, haven't they? Where they get click at 1, click at 2, and then nothing at 3.
Yeah, at 3 speeds. So it's not manoeuvrable enough.
Terrible.
I need to work on them. They're okay. They did well today with Sato. I can't see another use.
Do you think they got nerfed in playtesting to the level that...
What, for the manoeuvrability?
Yeah.
Maybe. I still think they could have done with 1-1-1.
Yeah.
But
Could you try them with the Medine?
Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
Yeah. Just
swing it around further.
I don't think there's manoeuvrability the problem. They're so wide, the arc. Yeah. I didn't ever have a trouble.
I'd like to try them with Kraken. I thought about trying them with Kraken and Antilles, but then their maneuverability is terrible. Right? Yeah. You couldn't swing them where you need them either. You couldn't even get the arcs right where you need them.
My issue was I couldn't double arc because they are so wide.
Yeah,
like you're basically flying past them if you want to get a double arc.
Yeah.
So I don't need arcs.
Same with the bloody Crozer.
Yeah.
What is with the super wide arcs on this current wave?
Great on the to take out the front, but you're only getting one shot.
Yeah.
Like I never. On occasion, I think I had one double shot, like the whole day. Double arc, but no. Then maybe on a couple of expansions, maybe they with some different upgrades.
But with the change to like TRCs and stuff now, it does seem like it's like a lot of the upgrades are just single arc upgrades for weapons and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I don't want them to be too powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like slave turrets and all that. Would you try slave turrets on hammerheads?
You would on the red one, I guess. It'd have to be on the red one because you couldn't put them on that.
I'm not used to care about yet. The double arc. Get extra red.
But I think you go to Donna. You could go with them and then slave turrets. Yeah. There's no other point taking anything else than slave turrets. Yeah.
Yeah, because the double arcs are just so.
So you know, four reds out the front.
That's pretty good.
Take five. Is or it six four? Of they them.
Have been, well, with the concentrate fire. You mean?
Yeah, with concentrate fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they command one? No, they're command two.
They are command one.
They're command one. Yeah. Pretty good. Four reds is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's you can take Leia and get a dial and a reroll. For 38 points, the bargain price.
You're in the price range of a Corvette.
Five reds and a reroll.
Five reds.
No, four, is it four?
Four,
isn't it?
Four reds, you can't.
Four reds with a reroll, yeah.
You get blue at close range, two reds and a blue, and then an extra.
Four, or four reds and a blue.
Yeah, four reds and
with
a blue.
With the slave turrets and the concentrate fire.
Yeah. It's an idea. That's a lot of dice, actually, isn't it?
Cool.
With the Donna, get some extra crit usage. If you can get crits. But then there's no rerolls. Yeah, you need those ordnance experts on the blacks for the rerolls.
And you think three is the magic number for hammerheads?
It worked for mine, but maybe going more. Salvation really did work well today.
Yeah.
I've never really used it, but it was...
Did you get lots of like black hit crits that were three
not
damage?
Not as many as I'd like to.
Three damage and a crit.
A couple of times, not enough. Without the reroll, they need rerolls to make it a better ship. One time, I think I got a god roll and did like 12 or 14 damage with him. Yeah, he really hit hard. He's hitting ISD level of damage.
Have you tried Sham Syndulla or something?
Sham Syndulla.
Sham.
He takes up. Two slots, doesn't he? And he just whips your dials away.
Because he's the...
Change all the dials.
Yeah, different to Borden Engineers or Troopers. Well, no, sorry, it's the same slots. Type of upgrade as Borden Engineers or Troopers.
Yeah.
But he's Rebel only. Yeah, so when you reveal a Commanding Major's card,
not used him yet.
I just can't see for losing the two slots. And is he 5 points?
Yeah, he's 5 points.
For 5 points and two slots... Yeah, you're changing the dials, but by that time, the ship's close enough to you to ruin you. Yeah.
It's like hyper slicey to... Do you reckon, can you make a hyper jerk?
A rebel version of
a hyper jerk.
Take a look.
It's Put Derl in.
You haven't got ECM. That's what blocks it.
Derl in does nothing. Just stop right
hope. Reduce one damage.
Oh. Right hope and Derl in.
No,
it's not ECM, does
no, it? No, because you can't put fucking champ on something could, with the shit.
But you could do Bright Hope and Derl in. And then Slicer Tools.
But you can't. Champs. Yes. Yeah,
so Champs.
Champs can only go on.
Yeah, you
Assault Frigates and. And call hammerheads, I think.
Hammerheads.
Yeah, it's a bit rubbish.
It's probably designed for a throwaway hammerhead.
Maybe in three waves' time when some other shit comes out, someone will notice that he goes well with it or something.
I reckon they'll add another flotilla in soon.
Maybe there's... Maybe.
What would it be? What would it be from the universe? Like,
there's that rebel, new one. Mysterious rebel one from Rogue One, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which kind of flashes in and out of screens on some of the battle
What, like
shots.
A little flotilla thing?
Yeah, well, it's a little ship. I don't know.
I thought it was a different Mon Calamari thing.
No,
there's a little bomber one as well, is there?
I don't know, there's something else. Yeah.
Alex was saying from that it's like a. It's bigger than a bomber, but it is a bomber.
Right.
I don't know. And it seems like Corvette, like a flotilla sized bomber. So.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Maybe they'll put that in. Fine.
I'm just trying to look at all the rebel ships that can use Cham. And if there's like any titles or anything that we're missing,
I think it needs some other stuff to get it going. I think
next time.
The Mikal Victrum.
Okay, we'll save the mail till the next time because we're going to hopefully record some point in the next couple of weeks and get that one out as well. Thanks for listening. Glad you managed to make it this far. As ever. Send us any news, like us on Facebook. What is it, Ricky?
Leave any messages.
ComsNoise.
ComsNoiseUK.
ComsNoiseUK at gmail.com.
That's the email, but it's ComsNoiseUK on Facebook as well.
Or just ComsNoiseUK at Facebook. We'll hopefully release one shortly. Anybody else got any parting
We'll try to
notes
do it
and thoughts?
More, get back into the...
Yeah, try and get back to once a month, I think. So.
Or closer to that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cheers.
See you next time.